Welcome to the Excella Consulting Podcast, helping you to use your expertise to advance in your career, business, and create a life you love. I'm Dr. Angelina Davis, and I'm a clinical pharmacist, consultant, solopreneur, and working mom. I'm here to share all that I know about growing your career and business while striking a little bit of work-life balance. I believe that it's possible to have all that you want and more. It just takes a little work, and I'm here to make that journey a little easier. We'll dive into strategy, time and project management, leadership, and so much more. Let's get started. Hello there. Welcome to episode 3 of the Excella Consultant Podcast. Depending on when you're listening to this, you are likely sitting at home or working from home due to the coronavirus pandemic. It has definitely created a lot of chaos in the work environment and disrupted all kinds of schedules and routines. And we find ourselves working in a very unique place, which for many, even if you were working from home before, you may not have been working from home with your children, also kind of undergoing virtual learning or homeschooling at the same time, or just dealing with your little ones and caring for them while, you know, they have been unable to go to daycare centers or possibly even stay with, you know, your parents or loved ones. It's definitely a very, very unique time. And I wanted to talk a little bit about a situation I found myself in very recently, which was, you know, kind of like the downturn in healthcare. One thing that we faced with the beginning of this pandemic is a loss in revenue in many health systems due to the inability to really take on more procedures and other kind of revenue generating patients within the hospitals and healthcare system. So, you know, kind of when you have that decrease in profit and revenue for a hospital or larger healthcare system, it is very difficult to maintain a number of contracts. One of the first things that go on the chopping board are oftentimes your consultants, because they are not part or often are not part of the core, you know, structure, team, and company. And so because of that reason, it seems very easy to kind of not renew contracts and to move on to consolidate efforts and workforce that you can maintain the individuals that are employed with you day to day. Very understandable. And so it was a nerve-wracking time really to be working in the consulting field, because you didn't know if you're going to be part of that chopping block or not. And so I wanted to share kind of how I was able to maintain all of my contracts and clients during the pandemic, despite these massive cuts in the industry. And I would love to say that it's just because I'm just such a talented and great consultant and expert, which I think I'm pretty good, but that's not the case. Really, everything came down to relationships. And so this whole conversation that I want to have is really about the importance of relationships. If there is one piece of advice for you that I could have you store in your memory bank forever, it would be prioritize relationship building. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Here are 4 reasons why. 1 is free. Who doesn't love that? 2, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Super simple. 3, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. And 4, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Okay, so here's the deal. Relationships are actually at the heart of a successful collaboration. When you are embarking on this consultant client relationship, you want the relationship to be one where you're able to build trust over time. This trust, you want to take you to a position of really being seen as more of a trusted advisor. And when you undergo this process and you're building these relationships, you don't want to have this relationship be one of kind of like a distant friendship, meaning that you don't want it to be, for instance, someone that you may just consider to be an acquaintance that you know from afar, that you, in essence, are providing, you know, recommendations to and follow up on various issues, but not, you know, being very intimately engaged in the work. When you do that, there is a distance, you know, with regards to that partnership or that collaboration between the client and the consultant. And when there's that distance, it makes it very easy to picture, in essence, the operation, the company, the business without the consultant's help. And so what we don't want to do is set ourselves up to be seen as an outsider. The goal, rather, is to really begin to embed yourself in the work. You want to be seen as a trusted advisor, one that is intimately engaged, that is actually collaborating to the point where your clients should really feel like you're part of the team, like you're part of their business, you're part of their company. Because when you're embedded heavily in the work that's being done and your client sees you as this integral piece of the puzzle, then it's hard to kind of cut that out. And what I really do feel was helpful during this period of time is being able to have relationships with clients that were more meaningful, where I knew so much about that client's, in essence, processes and procedures and day-to-day work that they could not envision, in essence, easily working without me as part of the process. And I credit that all to just general relationship building. So I don't want you to think really that kind of building this relationship requires you taking on more work, because it's not about doing more work. So of course you can do the work for them. And whenever you kind of take the position of just doing work instead of being one that's providing insight and advising and providing and strategy and helping to implement that, and you're just doing the work, you can always find another doer. You can always find someone else to actually complete the task. And so it's not about you taking on more work per se or more responsibility. You actually have something more valuable to them than actually doing the task. So completing the task or the work is the easy part. And so that's the part that they know that they can replace. What you have that is so invaluable is yourself. You have you. And what you carry is the experience, the insight, the knowledge, your personal journey, your experiences. All these things are great assets. That's the part that's priceless. That's the part that, in essence, is worth so much. Because what you're able to offer intellectually as the expert in this instance is going to carry them far farther than just completing the tasks which are at hand. So, you know, it really takes you embedding yourself in the work, but having more of a future and forward thinking process and vision so that you can see how you will grow over time with your client. And this is very important because in a time of crisis, people want to hold on to things that are comfortable. They want to hold on to things that are safe. They want to hold on to things that have helped them in the past. And so if you can stand in that space of being a servant, of being a helper, of being a trusted advisor, then that is one way that you can maintain many of these relationships and collaborations in spite of, you know, difficult circumstances, in spite of a bad economy, in spite of changes in leadership. All of those things are very devastating to most client and consulting relationships or client and coaching relationships. But when you're able to move into a space where you're building a collaborative relationship where you're seen as a trusted advisor and part of the team, and actually a leader of the team, then it becomes very hard to disrupt that structure. And so what I want you to remember is that during these times, during the pandemic, during any other challenging time that we may come up against or come across, we typically look to keep intact those things that are essential. And so when you make sure that your contributions are authentic and that your insight is results driven, you become an essential part of achieving success. So, you know, I don't want you to, you know, think little of how important personal connection actually is to your business and career. Personal connection is everything. You have to make it a priority to do relationship building. That wraps up another episode of the Excel at Consulting podcast. It's my hope that you enjoyed your time here and that you'll join in again for another conversation all about consulting, maximizing your impact, and achieving that work-life balance you deserve. Until then, you can follow me on Instagram at Excel at Consulting, and I hope to see you, hear from you, talk to you again soon. Take care.